So Zach, now we've met a couple of times before, different events that you've been at in and around Greater Sudbury to support the Evolutionary Band, and you've done a lot for the band. You've done a lot for those kids, and I know you wouldn't do it if they weren't something really special. What sets Evolutionary apart from other school bands?
Well, I mean, I do think that the program is somewhat unique. I mean, I've searched, done a lot of research across North America. I think the program is somewhat unique, but you know, I mean, all music programs are, you know, across kids' education in general, I mean, are hugely important. So, you know, I'm not prioritizing one particular over another. I just happen to have really, you know, taken to what Norm McIntosh is doing there and to... the fact that the program is really, you know, about not just about music, but about learning life skills and learning to work hard at something through working at something that you truly love. And I think it's a phenomenal life lesson that's being taught there. And that, you know, Norm is a rare and special person, and the kids that I have met that are working through that program are just, you know, so devoted and so driven to do something spectacular with their lives. I just, you know, I can't say enough about what a quality achievement that program is.
And yeah. Mr. McIntosh is quite tenacious. So
quite tenacious. He makes Vince Lombardi look like Mother Teresa.
Yeah, but you know what? He does it because, like you said, same reasons as you said, he believes in the kids and the program.
No, that's not why he does it. He does it because he's an SOB. Just because he's the meanest, most acerbic, you know, he just likes torturing children.
And why does that work? Because it works.
Well, it's something, you know, that I truly believe in. You know, I think the meaner you are to people, the more you get out of them. It seems to work for me.
Absolutely.
Perhaps that's why I like the program so much.
That's a great life lesson right there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he is the Gordon Ramsay of high school music teachers.
And if you can work for Mr. Mack, you can pretty much do anything.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, I'm kidding. You know, he definitely does it out of love, but there is a certain hard love kind of thing. And I think part of the reality that I do believe in is we have a lot of kids coming out of high schools and out of family programs where we have taken this new byline that we say, yes, honey, you can do anything you want to. But we don't say, yes, honey, you can do anything you want to if you bust your ass and work really hard and are driven and know what the rules are and really want to succeed.
Yeah.
And we're so busy saying to kids, yes, 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 baby, as opposed to, yes, but let's look at the odds. Let's look at the work that has to be done. Let's look at what has to be achieved. And, you know, and then in a lot of the rest of you, like, people tell you no and you never figure out why. Well, Norm is telling you why. He's giving you that lesson of the honest truth. So, you know, if anything, you know, there was this guy, Zach Werner, who was on Canadian Idol, who was just absolutely brilliant. I idolized him. And I think Norm is the Zach Werner of high school teachers.
Well, you know, I wanted to find out a little bit more about that trailer that you put together for Evolutionary, for a TV reality-based show. Has that gone anywhere? We just need an update.
Yeah, I mean, well, the quick update would be, you know, we talked to a lot of major television networks, and some of them were quite interested in it. We were very close with one of them. You know, the reality is that there aren't a lot of slots for Canadian programming on Canadian television, although we have been looking internationally. You know, it's been an up-and-down sort of search with a lot of people having a lot of input and a lot of people thinking that it'll cost a gazillion dollars to go and do. You know, but you can't get too frustrated. And recently, we've entered into a production deal with a very big television production company to try to take it to the next step. So that's very exciting. You know, we don't have a network deal for it yet, but a major production house has fallen in love with the project, and we're moving forward to the next level of looking for the right networks to get involved with it. So it's alive and kicking. And, you know, I'm reinvigorated to make the thing go. I think it's an amazing, rare, and unique story. And anybody in Sudbury or in the greater area who's listening to this who wants to throw a couple million dollars into it, I'm all ears.
I heard there's lots of money in Sudbury.
I've heard that. And I will be taking donations, you know, when the band is playing. And any of you guys, you know, who have milked the population, you know, for every nickel, get it? Every nickel.
Oh,
I see what
very
you did
clever.
There.
Yeah.
You know, all you guys have made all that money up there. It's time to give back. Let's put Sudbury on the map by showing this show of all these wonderful kids there and the great work they've done, because it's 30 years of success. There must be some kid who came out of Norm's band 25 years ago who's a multi-gazillionaire.
Yeah.
All the hard work ethic.
Oh, there's got to be more than one, I would think. So you have to keep us posted on what happens with that. And you're going to be
getting a lot closer. That's what I'll say.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, you're going to be in town with your band Mystic Kick at Cousin Vinny's on Friday night doing a fundraiser for the band. We're going to give away some tickets to Club Q Rockstars. So we've got a bonus code up there for them. And then I just heard this morning that the tickets are like almost gone.
Well,
so,
it is a pretty exciting night. And, yeah. And we have a couple guys from Sudbury sitting in with the band, including Steve Costello is coming up, who's a great guitar player.
Oh my nice. God, Steve is great. Yeah. Yeah, he's been here in the studio performing with different incarnations of his band before. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he actually goes to the school iStars that I run in Toronto, the recording school now, and he's a great kid. He's coming up to play a little bit, and a guy named Ron Laframboise is going to play with us. And also, we throw up a microphone. This is a really cool thing. We do all these great classic rock tunes that everybody knows, except we do insane, extended, wacko versions of them. But we do throw up an extra microphone, and anybody, including Melanie, is more than welcome to come up and prune along.
I don't think you know what you're getting into with that.
All right, everybody except for Melanie.
Phew! Yeah, just saved your night there. Yeah.
But it is kind of a fun thing to get up and just scream Born to Be Wild at the top of your lungs, you know, and come down. It's a really groovy time. And I'm glad you guys are giving away tickets. And we really appreciate the support for Confed and the whole project. You guys have been fantastic.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Zach. We really appreciate your time. And we will keep you posted. And I sense there will be more interviews in our future.
I sure hope so. Very nice to talk to you guys.
Thanks a lot, Zach. Thanks, appreciate your time.